Alaska Democratic Party Chair Casey Steinau says she and other party leaders worried the turnout for this year's presidential preference primary would suffer because party leaders decided on March 23rd to cancel in-person voting. But she says they're feeling a lot better about that now, given the number of ballots they'd received as of Wednesday afternoon.
The 17,850 is phenomenal, and we're very excited about that.
Steinau said Wednesday that that's many more ballots than were cast by Democrats during the caucuses the party held 4 years ago.
The number from 2016, to give you some perspective, was just over 10,000. So that's 7,000 plus more Alaskans who get to participate.
But that number does not include ballots that came into the party's mailbox on Thursday, the deadline day.
They're all sitting there in their envelopes, and they'll be counted beginning on April 10th in Anchorage.
Luke Hopkins is a state Democratic Party vice chair representing the interior, and he says this year's primary not only attracted more balloting, it's also been a lot easier to participate in than the long, convoluted caucuses that the party conducted in 2016.
We had thousands of people show up here in Fairbanks at the Carlson Center for the in-person caucuses that we had, and long lines going down the street.
Hopkins says if Democrats had decided to allow in-person primary voting, both poll workers and voters would have run the risk of exposure to the coronavirus. He says that's what happened Tuesday in Wisconsin, where Democratic efforts to cancel in-person voting were stymied by Republicans, whose legislators also slashed the number of polling places statewide.
In these major cities, there's serious long lines that they're having during this pandemic.
Alaska Democrats hope to have a tally of the primary ballots cast by early next week. It'll take some time to sort out the votes because the party for the first time issued so-called ranked choice ballots, which allow voters to choose their top five candidates and rank them according to their first through fifth preferences. Steinau says many party members have long wanted to try ranked choice ballots, and this year's crowded primary field created the perfect opportunity.
If their candidate had dropped out for some reason, they still have a vote.
Steinau says the pandemic also compelled the party to convert its second stage of the state nominating process, the April 18th caucuses of party officials in all 40 House districts, from the usual in-person get-togethers to an online affair. Likewise, the Democrats' May 16th party convention also will be conducted online.
This is uncharted territory, and I am continue to be impressed with the flexibility of our folks as we move through this process.
Steinau says the promising number of early mailed-in ballots has convinced many party officials to place greater emphasis on mail-in voting, especially during primaries. But she believes caucuses, and especially the convention, should be conducted in person in the years ahead.
I think it's very important that people have the traditional experience and actually sit in a room and discuss things and meet one another.
Republicans in Alaska and just about all other states declined to hold primary elections this year and instead pledged their support for the incumbent, President Trump. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.